Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Welcome back to the show. 87 for the high today. Yes, please.
Not me lawyering up.
First of all, I find this so funny because Breezy brought it up this morning and I was laughing because I too have been in this situation time and time again. Did I make a buttload of money? No. But Breezy is involved in a class action lawsuit.
No, I'm obsessed.
And
I feel like so Legally Blonde right now.
Can I ask, did you get this did it come in through the mail or email?
I got an email, so obviously I was like, this is a phishing scam, obviously. Like, I'm not responding to this.
Yeah.
And when I first opened it, so I got it over Memorial Day weekend, and I was like, what the hell? Like, what is this? Thought it was a scam, because I live under the belief that every email that I get is a scam. That's why I don't respond to anybody.
Same.
Like, scam. And my boss is like, you have to respond to that. It's a reply all. Anyways. So I get this, and it's like notice of proposed class action settlement, Kane versus University of Rochester. I go, who's Kane? You know what I mean? So I'm flipping.
Well, that's the person that filed the lawsuit.
Sure. So I'm reading. I completely dismiss it. And I'm like, I'm not dealing with this. This seems like a lot of admin. Like, what is, am I even like supposed to be getting this email? I feel like I'm like reading someone's diary. And they're like, you know, intimate files. So then we go to, my girlfriend and I go to dinner with her parents, and her mom brings up that she also got a letter or an email. And she's like, oh yeah, like I fill these class action lawsuits out all the time whenever I get the chance to, because like I've made money off of them. And I'm like, I hear money and my ears perk up and I'm like, where do I sign? You know what I mean?
Right.
So she gets me all the paperwork and such to fill this out to get my slice of the settlement, I guess. I don't even know how they work. I think that's kind of what I'm asking. Like, is this a scam? And is the juice worth the squeeze when it comes to these class action lawsuits? Because obviously it's a big array of people that are getting these settlements. But with this being through the U of R, I owe, maybe $3,000 in medical debt from
sure.
my nose surgery. So I'm like, oh, maybe I do look into this and get it completely wiped away.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that.
Really, I've been involved in quite a few of them, a handful of them, because I've actually taken the time to fill out the email. But the way it works is the lawyers get millions, the head plaintiffs will get thousands, and then the class, such as yourself, gets pennies. So any of these class action lawsuits, like I did one for Bumble, they're like, if you use this app between 2018 and 2021, then you're eligible for a payday, if you will.
Love it.
Like, all right, so I filled that out. I ended up getting $10 back. And then they had one come out. Do you remember the one we talked about last week about Apple?
Mm-hmm.
If you used Apple,
yeah.
If you have an Apple phone, which is all of us.
Which is every single person in the entire universe. But yes, keep going.
How much do you think every person from Apple is going to get?
Right.
Maybe 10, 12 bucks when you really do the math and break it down.
$20 though, between those two lawsuits.
So I don't know the whole breakdown with your lawsuit. Is it U of R?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know that case.
It's like a HIPAA thing, I think.
So, but I don't know how much you could expect to get back. Personally, I don't know anybody who's ever gotten an email for a class action lawsuit who's made out.
Okay, so my girlfriend's mom is like, I made like $1,200 from, I think it was like the dump or something.
That's totally, I believe that.
Yeah. So
the only way I've ever made money is when, I don't think we have Postmates here.
No.
Postmates, when I was on the West Coast, it was like DoorDash.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing deliveries. But what they would do is, I know it sucks. The reason why they had a lawsuit against them is because you would get bonused if you do so many deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're about to hit that bonus, they would shut the app off on their drivers to keep you from getting that bonus so they didn't have to pay out. So it was like you needed 30 rides or 30 pickups or deliveries within a 2-hour period. And when I got to 29, I got nothing. It was just dead in the water. Well, there was a lawsuit figured out they were shutting the app off on their drivers.
That's grimy.
So I ended up, just from that alone, in the 4 months that I was working with them, I ended up getting like $580.
Those bonuses that you were basically allotted before. Yeah, see, I don't know. I mean, I'm praying for the best, hoping my medical debt is wiped away. But I honestly had never been a part of it. So I've never had anything like that happen. This person said, I did one for Equifax and got $7.44.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. I mean, if you want to get some pocket change, I mean, by all means, it's worth it. I don't know how much you're going to get back for this, but they should say that in the email somewhere, what you're expected.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how many people are involved in this class action lawsuit.
I'm going to assume it's a lot.
You think that your surgery, that bill was going to be wiped out? Oh.
Completely wiped. See ya.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But you should do it and then report back. I'd love to see, if you get enough to at least take your girl out to dinner.
Not me coming into some money.
You're not going to come into some money, Breezy.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I hope you eat your words.
I'm pulling for you. Trust me.
I'm pulling for you, but you're not getting anything. I believe in you 0%.
I've done this too many times to know that it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Not me lawyering up for round two.
But your aunt, who got 12 grand?
My mother-in-law, soon to be.
Did she already get it?
It was years ago, she said.
Oh, I was going to say, if she just got it, that would have been a great down payment for you and your future spouse's house.
Correct. She's like, sorry, can't swing it. take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go. Listen to Moose and Breezy
and follow in the free Odyssey app. The home of 98 PXY. How does a single parent get their kids to accept and like their new partner? It's PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you started maybe bringing someone new around? And your kids absolutely hated them.
They're like, absolutely not.
585-252-9800. I want to go over to Krista on hold, who she wants to share her story. She's at a dead end. It's bringing around a new guy. She called us up and says, has anyone ever been through the same situation I'm currently in right now? Hi, Krista. Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. Sounds like you're in a tough spot, yeah?
Yeah, what's going on, Queen?
Yeah, you know, I am. Well, first of all, I listen to you guys in the morning, and I know you talk about all kinds of relatable stuff. But anyway, I have an 11-year-old son, and I have a 14-year-old daughter, and they hate my new boyfriend, or at least they act like they do.
Oof, not good.
How long have you been with the guy?
We have been together for almost a year.
And you started bringing him around your kids?
About 3 months ago.
Okay, so you gave it some time and space.
And you know, he's done nothing wrong. He's respectful. He's kind. He never tries to take their dad's place or like any of that stuff, you know, but they still treat him like crap. And they're old enough. Like they understand what's happening. And they also know exactly how to hurt someone.
Right.
And right now that someone is him. I mean, they are,
brutal.
They won't say his name. They call him your boyfriend. Like it's a curse word. My son will just leave the room the second he walks in. My daughter looks at him just with disgust. Like
he's a creep
on the wall.
Yeah.
That's so tough.
That's
Listen,
really
I get why the kids are probably acting that way, but how uncomfortable for your guy.
Yeah.
What a terrible
is he
experience.
Doing about that?
Like one night he brought over pizza and he tried to make a joke. And my son said, "Don't try so hard. You're not part of this family." I mean, I just saw his
face took the slice of pepperoni and headed
to his
room.
He didn't say anything. He just sat there holding the box.
Damn.
And just, you know, for what it's worth, like, their dad was not the greatest guy, and I knew I deserved better. I'm not going to go into detail with my kids about all of that, but, like, this guy is wonderful. He keeps showing up. He helps me around the house. He offers to drive them to practice. He's just waiting for them to soften, and they don't.
They just won't do it. I know there's a lot of people who have dealt with this. Eventually, your kids, I'm assuming, if this guy stays around long enough, they're going to have to warm up. But also, I take it the only reason you introduced this guy to your kids is because you plan on keeping him around for quite some time, yeah?
I mean, I certainly hope so. That's my intention, you know? I think they don't understand that letting him be a part of our life doesn't mean their dad goes away. Like, I just need someone to help them understand that. Like, love doesn't just replace love, you know, it expands. And I'm trying to figure out how to make room for him.
Honestly,
for
like,
new.
I think counseling is like a great option for that. I think they need to go to like individual therapy and process this on their own, because clearly it's striking a nerve. For sure.
That would be my worst nightmare. Meeting a woman, she has two kids that age, and then they're just so...
They hate you.
They're so mean to me.
They hate you.
I'm like, that would be horrible.
Do you find that it puts a strain on your relationship with him?
You know, it actually doesn't, because he's just so kind, and he's kind of unfazed. He's like, you know what? They're teenagers, and they're feeling their feelings. He's just very...
understanding.
Emotionally mature, yeah.
Does he have kids?
He does not have kids, but he is a psychology major. And, you know, he understands how the brain works. And I think he just sees it as like a normal developmental thing that kids in this situation experience sometimes.
Well, clearly what he's doing is not working. So let's switch things up a bit. He needs to come into the house and be like, "Kids, go to your room. Daddy's home." You know what I mean?
Horrible
like,
advice.
Show some. He needs to be the alpha.
Couldn't be worse advice.
I don't know. I don't know. What are you supposed to do in this situation? 585-252-9800. By the way, Krista, when you see them being disrespectful towards your new boyfriend, what are the repercussions of that?
I haven't really punished them because I haven't wanted them to associate him with like
punishment. Yeah.
But I mean, we do talk about it, and they clam up. I'm like, "So can you tell me what you don't like about him? You know, what are you feeling when you walk out of the room? You know, that kind of thing." And they just like won't address it.
Is your ex-husband or boyfriend or father of your children kind of pissed too? Do you think he's feeding them information?
No, I don't think he cares.
You don't think he cares about this new guy?
No.
Well, you may be wrong. It's I don't know. There's a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can fix a situation like this. Like, of course, there's therapy, but I think it just comes down with timing. Eventually, they're going to warm up to the guy. They have to, especially if you marry him. I know it's only been 3 months, but they're young too. I would feel triggered if I felt like somebody was trying to replace my dad at that age.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I mean, they are young, and I think it's like they're old enough to be rude, but they're young enough to not really
get it.
Get it.
Yeah. That's a wild place to be. Let's see if any of our listeners have been in this situation. 585-252-9800. You're definitely not the first, and you won't be the last.
How do you get your kids to accept and like your new partner? Krista, why don't you listen to some of the texts and the messages we get and phone calls? Hopefully some of these help, at least maybe to make you feel not so alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But best of luck. I hope things work out with the new guy.
Thank you. Me too.
All right. What's his name, by the way?
His name is Kurt.
The Kids Hate Kurt, a brand new podcast coming to the Odyssey app.
Sorry, Krista. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
She hated that. No, she couldn't hate it more.
This person said, my daughter didn't speak to my partner for almost a year. This came in from Janelle. She goes, they called him the intruder. Now she calls him when her car won't start. You are planting seeds, and sometimes that just takes a little while. Let's go over to Abby on hold. Go ahead, Abby. You're live this morning.
So I, you know, have an experience on the side of, like, the children. When I was, like, 13 years old, my mother met a guy online in California, and within, like, 10 days, they were married. He was living here.
New York. Of course. Sounds stable.
So, I mean, I can completely understand the aspect of these kids and them feeling like they don't want him to take over any kind of role of their dad, regardless of how good or bad of a partner he may have been in the past, who's still their dad. And so I was like, no, this guy's not going to come into my house. He's not going to tell me what to do, you know. But now, as an adult, you know, I left for the military at 17. And as an adult, I gained an appreciation for this man because he did, like the mom was saying, her boyfriend shows up. He's understanding. As I got older, I was about 18 years old, and I was like, oh, wow. You know, and now I consider my mother's husband my dad, you know, so I think just with age and whatever, they're going to get through it. But that key thing of having respect, that's
yeah, it's huge. Well, I have a question, Abby. Yeah. So after meeting for 10 days and your mom marrying this guy she met online in California, how long were they married for after that? They were together?
They've been married for over 20 years, 20 something years.
Oh, good for them. That's awesome.
The kids will get through it, and it's just they do need to learn that aspect of respect. And if the mother just says, listen, you're not in trouble, but you do need to have respect. He is an adult, regardless of anything else.
Thanks for that. Thanks for the call this morning, Abby. I really appreciate it. Let's get to one more. We're going to go over to Lee this morning. Hi, Lee. You're live.
Hi. So Abby just nailed it. It's respect. They know. They understand. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it feels like they're walking all over her because, oh, mom's just, you know, going to go with us, blah, blah, blah.
And it's sensitive.
They got to respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the guy's bringing over free pizza. Come on now.
Yeah. Like, seriously, it's like, say thank you. How about that? It's not. And I would have, if it was myself, I would have said, that's very rude to say. You do not say that. We show respect.
Yeah. I'll tell you what right now. I'm sure there's some guys that would be super intimidated by this. This guy just keeps showing up.
I've been there.
He keeps showing up.
Been there.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
There's something to be said about that.
Yep, but Abby nailed it.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Lee. I appreciate the phone call this morning.
And I definitely felt that way about my girlfriend's dog when we first started dating, but now she's obsessed with me.
What?
She hated me.
Oh,
hated
the dog?
Hated me. Hated me.
Well, the dog was very territorial. Yeah. All of a sudden, the dog's just sitting there one day, and then you start moving in with boxes. Yeah. It's like, what is this?
I bite me too.
Yeah. I'll end it with, we got a text message that said, your kids are still learning how to feel things without exploding. I don't know if it's about the boyfriend, but I think it's about what his presence represents, which is change. And kids don't always like change. I would give it time, but they'll eventually come around. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Thank you guys for all the texts and, of course, the phone call we got this morning for Krista on this topic. Very relatable. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
XY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Am I really the bad guy here for not inviting my kid's father on our trip to Europe? I came across this message last night, and the first thing that came to my mind is, this is awesome. Chrissy from Webster wants to know, who's in the wrong here, my ex-husband or me? She goes, I've been divorced for 4 years. Primary custody of my 9-year-old daughter and 12-year-old son. The last 2 years, we have been reading about Europe, learning the culture, customs, foods, and shortly after we started this project, I started putting money away for us to take a trip. Mm-hmm. I've had the itinerary set for some time and knew exactly how much money I needed for my kids. The moment I hit my mark, I let my kids know, and their reaction was priceless. I was ecstatic. But the reaction was priceless, and she goes, they asked if their father was going to go, and I let them know that it was just going to be us.
Yeah.
And they got really upset and asked why we couldn't do this trip as a family.
Oh.
What they don't get is that we are not a family. Their father cheated on me and has spent most of his time this last 4 years spending all of his money on random women. My kids see their dad maybe once a month, and he seems fine with that. Behind my back, my son texts his father, who said he would love to join us. I called my ex and told him he was not invited. He said I was being selfish and a terrible mom to deprive his children the opportunity to make a beautiful memory with their dad. He says he would pay his own way, so there shouldn't even be an issue. I'm so upset because this was supposed to be our thing.
Right.
Am I a jerk if I don't give in to my kids and ex-husband and take the trip without him? Either way, I'm afraid the trip is already ruined.
Not at all.
All right.
Literally not at all. First of all, it's your trip. And second of all, it would feel uncomfortable for you. You're spending thousands of dollars to go to Europe and you're going to feel awkward on your own trip. It's already ruined.
Yeah, where's he going to, what's the sleeping arrangement like? 585-252-9800. Who's in the wrong?
You don't even need to get there. You don't even need to question the sleeping arrangement because it's not happening.
No, I'm just saying, is he sharing a room? He's paying his own way to get there. Fine. That's not the point. I can understand when you kind of have something planned and set and ready. It was just supposed to be the three of you. Now they get someone else. It's kind of like when you basically have a dinner planned with your friend and they want to bring a third person.
Yeah.
Oh, I really didn't want that to happen.
Right. The more the merrier.
Lynn says, you are not a jerk. You planned this. You saved. You invested in your kids, in their education. He had nothing to do with it.
Right.
He doesn't get to swoop in now and pretend that he's father of the year. Sam says, this is a teachable moment about forgiveness and boundaries. You can let them come without it being about getting back together.
Nobody said getting back together. It's just awkward. It's like going on a vacation with your worst enemy. Like, who wants to do that? Why would that be comfortable for you?
Yeah, especially if you're going to Europe for the very first time. You do want it to be special. God forbid the toxic fights start to break out in front of the kids.
You go on vacation to unwind, to relax, to take a load off, and your anxiety would be at an all-time high.
It'd be through the roof.
I mean, God, we just talked about it. I can't even go to a wedding with my ex, let alone a different country.
Well, now you have the shower to look forward to.
Next weekend.
Like, what is it, a baby shower?
Yeah.
You can't get away. You can't get away. Maybe it's still meant to be. This person says, honestly, if he's offering to pay and they rarely get time with him, maybe this is a chance to let them have the connection. It's their dad that they see once a month.
Anybody on the side of the kids is delusional. Because guess what? You're not going to let your kids plan this whole trip that you're footing the bill for them for and then be like, it needs to go this way. That's just simply not how this works. And also, furthermore, if you open the window for this and you let this happen, they're going to think that they can control and dictate other situations that are way less serious than a trip to Europe.
So those that just are tuning in right now, Chrissy from Webster wanted to know who's in the wrong here. She planned this trip for her two kids, who are 9 and 12, to Europe. And she's been saving money for the last 2 years. Her and her scumbag husband have been divorced for 4 years. He was cheating on her. That's the tea. And now the kids went behind her back and asked if their dad could come. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to come. I'll pay my own way. She's like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
Is she in the wrong here for not allowing him to come so the kids could be with their dad and make this a family thing? But it's not really a family thing.
No, it's not a family thing.
They haven't been a family in a long time. Mark says, I'm a divorced dad, and I think you're 100% in the right. He's using guilt in your kids to manipulate the situation. Yeah, and not everything has to include him just because he's their dad. I mean, you know.
And you're allowed to.
He made choices. You're not
allowed to live separate lives. That's why you got divorced. You're allowed to do different things with your kids. And also, furthermore, it shows a lack of effort on his part because.
Jumping on the bandwagon?
Riding the coattails, if you will. And like, the kids need to learn that, hey, mommy took us to Italy or Europe or wherever they're going. And dad hasn't taken us on a trip ever. So at the end of the day, they will see who's actually culturing them and taking them places and spending money and time on them. And they'll be able to see the difference and say, I wonder who actually cares about me more.
Yeah. You know, I don't think you're obligated to pretend like you're still a team. When clearly you're not.
Co-parenting and being a family are two completely different things.
I think dad just heard about all the hookers in Amsterdam. So he's like, yeah, I'll come through.
The red light district as well. I saw some things there that I don't think I can say on the radio.
There you have it, guys. Thanks for weighing in on this one. Honestly, Chrissy, I would just say, we're going without you. Tell the kids daddy's coming and then just run to the airport and take off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's going to meet us
He missed the flight. I don't know.
He's going to meet us at Terminal A.
That's on him. And again, your dad's not showing up.
Ouch.
Sorry.
It is what it is. Thanks, guys. It's Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Oh, let's give some tickets away for this, shall we? Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800 to win a party 5-pack. To the High Falls Happy Hour. This is for Rochester Cocktail Revival. Breezy and I will be there Friday night, right on the bridge, not under the bridge, but right on top of it.
Moose normally hangs under the bridge, but this Friday we're going to be on top of it.
You can enjoy an outdoor happy hour in Street Fair featuring 20-plus New York State-only brands, fashion, gaming, food, beer, wine, and spirits. Must be 21 and older to win. Caller 8 right now. Good luck.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.